All right, so we're diving into Dave Ramsey's Total Money Makeover today.
Yeah. It
And
was a big one.
it's a big one, right? You handed me like a whole stack of success stories,
Yeah.
which is super inspiring.
It's pretty amazing.
Like people are really seeing incredible results
Yeah.
with this approach, so.
It's interesting, Ramsey really kind of taps into this like deep desire I think a lot of people have for, financial freedom.
Yeah.
And he doesn't sugarcoat it.
No.
He's very straight up
Right.
about, the challenges and the obstacles,
Yeah.
and he challenges people's beliefs about money
Yeah.
and lays out like the step-by-step path forward.
Yeah, so it's like financial boot camp, but with a roadmap.
Exactly.
Right.
And one of the first things he talks about is what he calls obstacles to financial success.
Okay.
So these are like the common pitfalls, the traps that people fall into.
Good eye.
And he lays out like four major ones.
Okay.
You've got denial.
Oh, yeah.
You've got debt myths, money myths,
Yeah.
and then this idea of keeping up with the Joneses.
Yeah.
Like these are the things that really keep people stuck.
Okay, so denial, I think we've all been there
Yeah.
at some point, right? You kind of avoid looking at your bank balance.
Oh, absolutely.
Or you convince yourself that that treat yourself moment
Yeah.
was totally justified.
Yeah. We all do it.
Oh, yeah.
And Ramsey, he doesn't mince words,
Right.
He compares it to being financially flabby,
Okay.
like being physically out of shape.
Right.
Like you can't just ignore it and hope it goes away. You
Yeah.
need a reality check.
Right.
And then he hits us with this like crazy stat.
Yeah.
He says that 90% of people
Oh, wow.
buy things they can't afford.
That's a lot.
Think about that for a second.
Yeah, that's a little terrifying.
It is.
Okay, so denial is the first hurdle.
Yep.
What about these debt myths? What are we talking about here?
So one of the biggest ones I think that he tackles
Yeah.
is this idea that debt is a tool to build wealth. You hear this talk about good debt versus bad debt.
Oh, yeah.
He completely rejects that. He
Yeah.
says debt is never
Okay.
a path to wealth.
Interesting.
And you got to remember, this is a guy who went bankrupt
Yeah.
despite being a millionaire
Right.
in his 20s. So he's speaking from experience.
That's pretty powerful.
Yeah.
It's easy to kind of fall into that trap, right? Like,
Yeah.
well, everybody has a mortgage, so it must be okay.
Right.
But he's saying even something like a mortgage
Yeah.
can become a burden if you're not
Exactly. It's
prepared.
all about being intentional,
Yeah.
And another myth that he kind of debunks is the whole like 0% interest.
Oh, yeah.
You see that all the time on cars,
Okay.
0% financing. And he's like, 0% sounds great, but
Yeah.
you're forgetting the fact that a new car
Right.
loses like a huge chunk of its
Oh,
value.
yeah. The second you drive it off the
The
lot.
second you drive it off the lot,
Yeah.
right?
Right. You're financing and depreciating.
It's like running up a down escalator.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense.
Okay.
He also talks about the dangers of co-signing loans. He's
Oh.
like, if a bank is asking you to co-sign a loan,
Yeah.
it's because they don't trust the borrower
Okay.
to repay the debt.
So you're really taking on a risk.
Right. You're essentially putting your own financial well-being
Right.
on the line for someone else.
Yeah, that makes you think twice about ever
Right.
co-signing anything for anybody,
Right, even family.
even family. Yeah.
And then he even goes after like the good old FICO score.
Oh.
That magical number that everybody's chasing.
Yeah.
He calls it the I love debt score.
The I love debt
The I
score.
love debt score because
Okay.
a high score often means you're just really good at being in debt,
Okay.
not necessarily good with money.
Interesting. So you can be good at being in debt.
Right, exactly.
Okay. All right. So we've got denial. We've got these debt myths.
Yeah.
What about money myths?
Well, one of the big ones that stands out is this
Hmm.
myth of easy retirement.
Okay.
Ramsey's very clear. He says the cavalry isn't coming.
What does that mean?
Meaning you are responsible
Okay.
for your own financial future.
Got it.
You can't assume that, you'll just be taken care of
Right.
because you have a pension or a 401k.
Yeah. It's a little bit of a wake-up call.
It is, especially now,
Especially now, eh?
pensions are disappearing,
Yeah.
Social Security, who knows what's going to happen with that.
Right.
So he's saying you need to be proactive
Yeah.
about saving and investing
Okay.
for your own retirement.
Got it.
Another myth that he debunks is this whole idea of
Yeah.
cash value life insurance being a good investment.
Okay.
He presents a lot of data showing that term life insurance is actually much better.
Okay.
And the returns on those cash value policies are often very disappointing.
So it's really about scrutinizing
Yes.
those financial truths that we kind of take for granted.
Exactly.
Right.
And that leads us to another big obstacle
Okay.
that Ramsey talks about, and
Yeah.
that is keeping up with the Joneses.
Oh, keeping up with the
You know,
Joneses.
this societal pressure to have all the same stuff as your neighbors, even if you can't afford it, this comparison trap that can really lead you down a path of overspending and debt.
It's like we're all on this treadmill, right? And we're
Yeah.
constantly trying to keep up,
Right.
but we're never really getting ahead.
Never getting ahead, yeah.
So how do you break free from that?
Well, that's where his plan really starts to take shape.
Okay.
And he introduces his
Yeah.
famous seven baby steps.
The seven baby steps.
Yeah. It's the step-by-step approach
Okay.
to achieving financial freedom.
Right.
And it all begins with a really simple
Yeah.
yet powerful first step.
So this first step is all about building a foundation, right?
Yeah, it's all
And
about getting that starter emergency fund.
okay.
$1,000.
$1,000?
Sure.
Okay, but why $1,000?
You know, it's really just a starting point.
Okay.
It's not your full emergency fund, you know?
Got it.
It's just to get some cash set aside
Okay.
so you're not caught off guard
Okay.
when you know the car breaks down
Right.
or you get a surprise medical bill.
Right. The things that always seem to
Yeah,
happen
exactly.
at the worst possible time.
Murphy's Law, right?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. But
Yeah.
wouldn't it make more sense to focus on paying down debt
Yeah.
first?
So that's a common question, you know?
Yeah.
A lot of people think like, well, shouldn't I just throw
Right.
all my money at my debt?
Yeah.
But Ramsey argues that having this little bit of a cushion
Okay.
actually helps you stay focused on the debt.
Okay.
Because if you don't have that cushion
Yeah.
and then something happens,
Right.
you're more likely to reach for the credit card again.
Oh, so it's about breaking that cycle.
Exactly. It's like a little safety net.
Okay, I like that safety net.
Yeah.
So you don't fall back into those old habits.
Right.
All right, so we've got our $1,000 starter emergency fund.
Yep.
Now we're on to baby step two.
Baby step two, that's where the intensity really kicks in.
All right, bring it on.
This is where you attack your debt
Okay.
with a
That's
vengeance
great. Yeah.
using the debt snowball method.
The debt snowball.
That snowball.
Yeah.
Okay, what is that? So you basically list out all your debts
Okay.
from smallest to largest,
Okay.
regardless of interest rate.
Regardless of interest
And
rates.
you focus all your energy
Okay.
on paying off that smallest one first.
Okay, so just knock it out.
Knock it out as fast as you can.
But why not focus on the one with the highest interest rate?
Yeah, so that's the logical thing to do, right?
Yeah.
But Ramsey says
Yeah.
the psychological benefit of the debt snowball
Yeah.
outweighs the potential interest savings.
Interesting.
Because when you knock out that smallest debt,
Yeah.
you get this feeling of momentum.
Oh, okay.
It's a small victory.
A small win
Yeah, and it keeps you motivated
to keep
to
going.
keep going.
I
Exactly.
like that. Okay, so it's like a psychological trick almost.
It is, yes. It's using your own psychology to
Yeah.
your
To
advantage.
your advantage. Okay, so you're knocking these out, you're getting these small wins.
Right.
But what about retirement contribution?
So while you're focused on debt,
Yeah.
Ramsey actually suggests pausing those.
Causing them, even if there's an employer match.
Even if there's an employer match.
Even if there's an employer match.
Okay. That seems counterintuitive.
I know it sounds crazy,
Well,
right?
yeah.
But he says that becoming debt-free
Yeah.
creates this psychological and financial freedom
Okay.
that allows you to
Yeah,
then
okay.
make much more significant progress
Right.
on your other goals.
So it's short-term pain for long-term gain.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I like that.
So you get out of debt,
Yeah.
and then you can really turbocharge
Right.
those retirement contributions.
Gotcha.
Okay, so you've conquered the debt.
All right.
You're on to baby step three,
Okay. Baby step three.
which is building your fully funded emergency fund.
Okay, so this is where we actually build the real safety net.
This is the real deal.
3 to 6 months of expenses.
Exactly.
Okay, wow, that must feel good.
It does. It's a game changer.
Yeah.
You know, no more lying awake at night,
Yeah.
stressing about.
What if this happens?
Exactly. And Ramsey actually tells a story about
Yeah.
this couple, Tony and Tara Kigger,
Okay.
who were able to weather a job loss
Oh, wow.
because they had their emergency fund.
Right.
They didn't have to panic.
Right.
They didn't have to go into debt.
Right, they were prepared.
They were prepared.
That's a powerful example.
It is.
Okay, so you've got that stability, that peace of mind,
Yeah.
emergency fund is taken care of.
Check.
Now what?
Now we shift our focus to the future.
Okay.
Baby step four, invest 15% of your household income.
15%
Okay.
for retirement.
For retirement. All right. But retirement always feels so far off.
I know, right?
It does.
Why prioritize it now?
So Ramsey challenges this idea that retirement is just about quitting your job.
Right.
He sees it as achieving financial dignity.
Okay.
In your later years.
Okay.
It's about having the freedom to choose
right.
how you spend your time.
Not being burdened by, you know.
Not being burdened by financial worry.
Financial worries. Exactly. Yeah. Okay. So 15% though, that seems like a lot.
Yeah. It's a big chunk.
Especially when you're still kind of playing catch up on
yeah.
other financial goals.
Right.
But he says it's a non-negotiable percentage.
It is. He's very firm about that.
Oh, okay.
He emphasizes starting early,
yeah.
taking advantage of compound interest.
Okay.
You know, let that money snowball over time.
Right. Okay.
He's a big fan of mutual funds.
Okay.
For long-term growth potential.
All right. So we're investing for the future.
Yeah.
But what about more immediate future?
Right.
Like college for the kids.
Ah, that's baby step five.
Baby step five. College funding?
College funding. Now, Ramsey encourages planning and saving for college.
Okay.
But he's very adamant about avoiding
both.
Student loan debt.
At all costs.
At all costs.
But isn't college an investment in your future?
So he challenges that assumption.
Really?
He says a college degree doesn't automatically guarantee success or wealth.
Okay.
And that taking on massive student loan debt
right.
can actually sabotage your financial future.
Okay, so be strategic.
Be strategic, yeah. Yeah. Explore, you know, community college,
right.
state schools, scholarships,
right.
work study program.
Yeah, find those affordable alternatives.
Yeah, think outside the box.
Okay.
And he tells this great story about this family
yeah.
who helped their daughter graduate debt-free
wow.
by doing a combination of, you know, community college courses, scholarships, mm-hmm. and part-time work.
Okay, so creative solutions.
Creative solutions.
Okay, so we've done retirement. We've done college.
What's next?
Paying off the house.
Paying off the house.
Okay.
Baby step six. Baby step six, accelerate those mortgage payments.
Right.
And become completely debt-free.
But wait, isn't a mortgage good debt?
Right. You get the tax deduction for the interest.
Right.
So Ramsey actually challenges that.
Okay.
He says the supposed benefits of the mortgage interest deduction mm-hmm. are often overblown.
Okay.
And that becoming completely debt-free,
yeah.
including your house,
yeah.
is a major step toward true financial peace.
All right. I can imagine that feeling. Pretty amazing.
It is.
No more mortgage payments.
Freedom.
Pure freedom.
Mm.
All right. So that's baby step six.
That's baby step six.
We're on to the final summit.
The final summit.
Baby step seven.
Baby step seven.
Build wealth and give.
This is the fun part.
This is where the fun begins.
Yeah.
Right? You paid off all your debt.
Yes.
You're investing for the future.
Yep.
You own your home.
You got it.
What's next?
So this is where you really focus on
yeah.
generosity.
Okay.
Leaving a legacy.
Okay.
And making a real difference. In the world.
Okay, so it's not just about accumulating wealth.
It's not just about the money. It's about
yeah.
what you do with it.
Okay.
You yeah. know, it's about aligning your financial goals with
yeah.
your values and your purpose.
Aligning your money with your values.
Yes.
Sorry.
And he shares some really inspiring examples
yeah.
of people who have done this.
Okay.
You know, like he talks about this one guy
yeah.
who buys 75 bicycles.
75 bicycles.
Every Christmas.
Okay.
For kids in an underprivileged community.
Wow.
You know, it's just incredible.
That's amazing. Okay, so we've laid out the seven baby steps.
We have.
That's the roadmap to financial freedom.
The roadmap.
But how do you actually put this plan into action?
Right. How do you make it happen?
Yeah, does Ramsey offer any, like, tools or resources?
He does, and yeah. that's what we're going to
okay.
dive into next.
Okay, so we've covered those seven baby steps.
Yep.
The roadmap to financial freedom.
Right.
But I feel like there's one more layer
yeah.
we need to unpack here.
Why?
And that's the psychology of money.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, it's not just about the practical steps.
Right.
It's also about, you know, our beliefs and behaviors
totally.
Around money.
Yeah. And Ramsey actually talks about this quite a bit in the book.
Okay.
He argues that, you know, a lot of our beliefs about money
yeah.
come from, like, deep-seated patterns.
Okay.
You know, things we develop early in life.
So it's not just about spreadsheets and budgets.
No, it's much deeper than that.
It's about understanding our own relationship.
Yes.
With money.
Yeah. Like, where did those beliefs come from?
Right.
You know, did you grow up in a family where money was always tight?
Right.
Or did you see your parents, you know, overspend and struggle with debt?
Yeah. It's like those patterns get ingrained in our subconscious.
Right.
And they can really sabotage us.
Absolutely. Even when we have a good plan, you know?
Right. Even when we know what we should be doing.
Yeah, our emotions can really get in the way.
Yeah, and he talks a lot about communication, too.
Oh, yeah, especially for couples.
Yeah.
You know, money is one of the biggest sources of conflict
Oh,
in
yeah.
relationships.
For sure.
And he really emphasizes
Yeah.
open and honest dialogue, like
Yeah.
get on the same page about your finances.
Right.
He even suggests like premarital financial counseling.
Really?
Yeah, to kind of help couples align
Okay.
their financial goals and values
That's interesting.
right from the start.
From the start, yeah, that makes a lot of
It
sense.
does.
But it's not just about our individual experiences,
No.
right? Or even our relationships.
Right.
It's also those broader societal influences
Yes, absolutely.
that shape our views.
You know, we are bombarded with messages
Yeah.
about consumerism,
Right,
you
yeah.
know, equating happiness with material possessions.
Right, it's like you need this
You need
in order to be
this.
happy.
They need the bigger house, the nicer car.
Fancy vacation.
Exactly. And it creates this cycle of
Yeah.
wanting more, spending more,
And going deeper into debt.
and going deeper into debt.
It's like we're always chasing that
Greg.
next shiny object.
Right. And it never really satisfies.
And it really
Now you
satisfies.
get that temporary high,
Right.
but then you need the next thing.
The next thing. And Ramsey really challenges that notion.
He does.
He's saying true wealth
Yeah.
is about more than just stuff.
It's about freedom.
Freedom.
It's about peace of mind,
Security.
security. Yeah.
So it's about redefining success,
Yes.
not by these external
It's
measures.
about what matters to you.
Right. Okay.
And that leads to one of the most powerful things, I think, in the book.
Okay.
And that is this concept of contentment.
Contentment. Okay.
Contentment isn't about having everything you want.
Okay.
It's about being grateful
Okay.
for what you have,
Right.
finding joy in the present moment.
So it's like a shift in perspective
It
from
is.
scarcity to abundance.
Yeah, and that contentment ties directly into
Yeah.
his emphasis on generosity.
Generosity.
He believes that giving is an essential part
Okay.
of a healthy financial life.
So it's not just about, getting out of debt, building
No.
wealth.
It's about using your resources to make a difference.
Okay.
You know, it's about recognizing that true wealth isn't just about what you have,
Wait a
it's
minute.
about who you are
Okay.
and how you use what you have to help others.
Right.
Who's up?
I like that. So as we wrap up this deep dive
Yeah.
into the Total Money Makeover,
Okay.
what would you say is the most important takeaway
Oh, that's a good question.
for our listeners as they kind of embark on their own journey?
You know, I think it's the realization that they are in control.
They are in control.
They have the power
Okay.
to make choices that will lead to lasting financial freedom.
Okay.
It's not going to be easy.
Right.
There will be challenges,
There will be setbacks.
but with commitment and the right mindset,
Yeah.
they can achieve their goals.
They can achieve their goals. And remember,
Yeah.
you're not alone on this journey. That's right.
There's a whole community of people
Yeah.
who have been where you are
Exactly.
and have successfully transformed their lives.
Right. The success stories are proof.
Using this plan, so as we sign off,
Yeah.
we leave you with this.
Try.
What's the first step you will take
Yeah.
on your total money makeover journey?
It doesn't have to be big.
No matter how small, just take that step
Take that step.
and keep moving forward.
Keep moving forward. You got this.